Reconstruction and renovation continues at the Pentagon more than 6 months after it was the target of September's terrorist attacks. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, security improvements run the gamut, from simple to sophisticated to secret.
Minutes after American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon, Army Lieutenant Colonel Philip McNair had hit the floor and was crawling, lost in a maze of cubicles. Besides water and air, what he really wanted was a little bit of light to show him where to go.
I guess there must have been some emergency lights somewhere, but being mounted up on the ceiling did us no good. There was a little bit of light from fire, because you could see fire around you and in the ceiling and so forth, but the smoke pretty well covered up any other light that you could have seen, because it was real black, you know, it wasn't like campfire smoke.
Finally, McNair and others reached a window. It was new, an extra strong window, recently added as part of a major Pentagon renovation.
Big, heavy, thick, blast-proof kind of windows, so it's not like you could just bang on it with your fist and they pop out or open them or anything. So it had been partially blown out, and a kid was sitting on the window sill who had thrown a printer against it to widen it more. So I got on the windowsill with him, and with our feet, we kind of pushed the window frame out to make enough room to get out. Meanwhile, everybody's got their heads against the window, sucking in air, you know. People on the ground said all we could see is a bunch of lips up there just sucking in, you know, air.
Pentagon renovators took part of McNair's experience to heart. As they rebuild the collapsed west side of the building and continue a complete renovation of the rest, they plan to add photoluminescent emergency lights set at eye level if you're crawling. But construction managers haven't yet figured out how to make explosive-resistant windows easy to get out of. Especially after Oklahoma City bomb-proofing the Pentagon became a key focus of the multi-year building overhaul. Ken Catlow heads a task force on improving security as the Pentagon rebuild and renovation continues. He lifts a blind to show off a blast-proof window. In a bright, light hallway, it looks great.
If you had something you'd throw against it, you'd find out you'd have a hard time penetrating it. These are very, very strong windows, okay, and they got a very good test on September 11th, and they performed exceptionally. They did everything we wanted them to do and more.
The windows did more than just reduce flying glass. A network of steel frames the blast-proof windows, and that helped keep some of the damaged area of the Pentagon standing longer than it would have otherwise. Now renovators are adding masonry reinforcements, expected to do the same. Hallways, which would normally be built just of drywall, are now getting a cinder block underlayer. Catlow says that's to help keep them clear.
So that you'll have a safe way for the people to get out. You won't have partitions collapse, blocking corridors and things like that. So this is actually an elevator shaft behind us here, and that's also an access egress element to the Pentagon, so you want to make that stronger. You also want to protect the utility runs within the building. The main electrical system, the main mechanical system, wherever it might be, should be protected by something a little stronger than just a drywall partition.
Several fire mains broke on September 11th. The Pentagon may build a water loop into the nearby Potomac River, but a spokesperson won't give any details, citing security concerns. Even more secret are improvements to protect against nuclear, chemical, or biological agents. Some usual tools are filters, plus well-managed air pressure and flow. Experts are researching materials to make the building's concrete walls less porous. Renovation managers also say high-tech sensors and other battlefield equipment can be used to protect the Pentagon as well. The bill for security improvements added to the renovation since last fall could run as high as $200 million. And part of the challenge is making people who work there feel secure. After September 11th, Lieutenant Colonel McNair sweats what seems like small stuff.
Like, for example, the door that you and I just came in, I had to use my badge to get in. Well, you also can't get out unless you push certain buttons or you use a card or you have a code. Those are supposed to all be disabled if an emergency happens, but you know, it makes you feel kind of uneasy if you're trying to get out and, you know, is that going to work? Is it going to be disabled so you can just open the door and get out? You hope it does.
People who escaped through the smoke, flames, and confusion told renovators they thought they couldn't open fire doors that automatically shut off hallways. They were wrong. So one big security change is teaching those who need to know how the Pentagon's new features work. Emily Harris, NPR News, The Pentagon.